在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，请关注我们的微信公众账号 EZFM Roundtable， 然后发送关键词完整版获取下载方式，或者直接下载轻松调频 APP。
Those who don't speak Chinese might be confused by questions like this. Is Jackie Chan and Cheng Long the same person? Or what about the guy sitting next to you at work that uses an English name like Kevin or David? Well, those who don't speak English might find the second question quite confusing. Why do so many Chinese people have...English names. 在西方，或许人们大多都听说过 Jackie Chan， 却不知道成龙是谁。而在东方，你是否有过这样的同事，明明是有中文名，却要别人叫他 Kevin 或者 David 之类的英文名字？中国人为什么喜欢起英文名字呢？Is it true that Chinese people like English names? We just have to have it. Is it true?
I think it's a question you can answer with yes and no.
I hate these ambiguous answers. Give me a straightforward one, please.
It's true in certain circumstances.
Okay.
I think when you're looking at the office environment in certain cities in China, it would appear as though English names are quite popular. My first time personally seeing this happen was probably when I used to watch quite a lot of Hong Kong TV dramas. And when you watch them, any office scene, they're always saying to each other, mm-hmm. you know, they're speaking in Cantonese, but with like an English name. Mm-hmm. Like, Li Gofa, Hai Bin Dawa, Hai Kevin Godawa. Like, you know, they
wow.
always put
amazing.
In these like English names when they're speaking, and you see it all the time. And after that, I started seeing it a bit in the private sector in Shanghai. So people that I knew that were working in Shanghai during my time there,they were calling up their colleagues and they were speaking to them, but using English names. Mm. But at the same time, it's not like you go out with friends or when you call your parents and you're giving your family and close friends English nicknames. It's not to that extreme yet.
Right. I don't think English name, having an English name for everyone has become a necessity here in China. We really have to put people into different categories. If you look at, I mean, Sam Duckett has just made analysis based on different cities where we work, where we come from. But I think it really depends on the nature of the company. If you work in a Fortune 500, definitely, even in on your badge or name tag or business card, whatever,you have to use an English name. At the same time, I think it promotes the egalitarian culture there. Because in Chinese companies, I used to work in that Chinese SOE, you definitely feel the strong cultural hierarchy there. I mean, we have to call Li Chu or Zhang Ju or Wang Jie or Zhang Gong. Like, so even those people who doesn't have a professional ranking, but he or she works in the oil refinery, for example, you have to add a Gong.In her name, like Wang Gong refers to engineer Mr.
Yeah.
Wang, something like that. But if you call Kevin or Tony or David or Betty or Lucy, I think it's becoming much simpler for people during their daily conversation.
I think so, but I don't think simple is the right terminology here. I think it promotes a more casualoffice environment.
Yeah.
If you're speaking in Chinese and you need like you need to look at an email or a letter, you would think, oh, Li 老师，请问这封信在哪？ You know, you have this kind of
you sound very
so
cute、
good.
When you speak Chinese.
You have this kind of etiquette in place. But if you look at a foreign office, like a British office, for example, there's a very light atmosphere in the office that starts from how we call out someone's name. So you might say.I don't know. Hey, Dave, just, by the way, have you seen that file over there? Could I have a look at it, mate? You would use these very, very impolite, very interpersonal references when you're speaking、
yeah.
to someone in the office. And it's something you don't necessarily see all the time in China, and I think that's partly associated with how we call each other.
I think that is an interesting point, and also I do agree with what Luo Yu said about traditional culture being sort of at play here. And what I'm more interested in with this topic is, you know, the difference between how Chinese people address people of a higher job title than than Western counterparts, because I think for colleagues, it's common to just call each other by their first names in China. That's not a big deal, but it's, you know, when we address people that are our bosses, and then I think you see a difference in how Western people address their bosses than as to Chinese people. And one thing I can't completely agree with you, Luo Yu, is I don't think this is about Fortune 500 companies versus the rest. It's in a work environment when Chinese people tend to use English names, at least in the Chinese mainland, it's mostly foreign companies, right? When
foreign companies.
When you've got your boss maybe no worries. When your boss maybe is not necessarily Chinese, and then your work environment could be English based as the work language maybe, then it sort of makes sense to use an English name. What's your take on that?
You're almost right.
No,
I'm sorry, but I know a couple of people that work for a couple of foreign-owned companies in Beijing. And because they're foreign-owned, their report to their CO or their CEO that is in Europe or the United States, but they themselves will still speak Chinese around the office. So their direct management will still be someone Chinese. So what you get is an office environment where everybody communicates on the phone in Mandarin, but they're sending emails all in English, because their emails usually CC to their boss who's either in Europe or the United States, and he needs to be able to understand what they're talking about. So that's why English names become a necessity for those people, for the purpose of sending an email in which their boss's boss can read with relative ease.
Interesting.
Actually, that's a very valid point, especially some of the Chinese names are not very easy for you all supervisors to recognize or identify. Well, if you
took me months to remember Zhou Heyang.
What, sorry?
Zhou Heyang is okay, but if Zhou Heyang is a Thai, I mean, a name probably will consist of 33 letters in it, and how can Heyang's boss identify her name? So, like, when sending the email, you have to use the abbreviation of her name, which is an English one.
And you don't want to be inconveniencing the guy that's paying your bills. He doesn't want to have to read an email and say, I've given the relevant information to Ho Yang, and struggle with those names. It's going to inconvenience him and irritate him.
Yeah, pronunciation definitely is the one thing.
And isn't it sort of the boss's job to know the names of their employees? Isn't it extreme laziness, by the sound of it, that they wouldn't sort of make the effort?
No, he's paying the bills, Heyang. It's your job to make sure that he knows your name. It's not his job to remember it. If your boss doesn't remember your name, then you've done something wrong.
Well, the phonetic system, or pinyin in Chinese, of my English name is quite simple. Luo Yu.
Yeah.
It's just five letters. Yuluo. But when I was studying in the UK, I felt humiliated every time when my supervisor called my name. It's Mr. Yu Lao, and all the Chinese students are laughing at me.
Aww.
So it's like, you know, I'd rather my supervisor use my English name, which is Louise. Much simpler for her to call me.
Okay, and you're comfortable with that.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Guys, I think you make a really interesting case and also explanation on this not-so-wide spread phenomenon in China. Let's make it clear in that way. But there's also this other discussion going online that I'd say some people like to jump into conclusions and say, at the back of some of these Chinese people's minds, there is this sort of penchant towards Western ideals and values, and they want to use this English name. What is your stance to this kind of argument?
Well, if you feel the need to use the English name, just use it. I mean, for some people in China, I mean, probably for the rest of their lives after learning English, they're not useful at all to use English name. Like, if you work in a public agency, public institution, or SOE, what's the purpose of using English names, right?
I would say my one piece of advice for Chinese people picking an English name is pick one that doesn't sound too posh and poncy. I thought if I was a foreign boss and I had a Chinese guy that said, this is my new colleague, what's your name? Oh, it's
Angela Baby.
No, it's Francois. it's Francois Wong. I would be like, you're from China.
Francois Wong.
And you're called Francois. No, call yourself Fred. You know, give yourself a simple, easy-to-say name and don't try to overcomplicate it because it can be just as annoying as having to pronounce a name that you don't know how
to
pronounce.
Sometimes they're not overcomplicated, but they're just awkward and weird. And I used to teach English for a couple of years, and I had students, literally, whose names are banana, or apple, or windy,
or snow.
Or snow, something like that, you know.
Or, yeah, so it could be anything. It could be anything. And I remember when I was studying in the UK in high school. Okay, I have to share this story. Sorry, Lloyd. We've had a major laugh on this story right before the show, and I'm saying it again. Basically, in my high school in the UK, and it was really funny that one guy got called out to go to detention, and his name, he was from Hong Kong, I'm sure. Excuse me. Don't get too excited, Hoyoung. His name was Ferrari, as that was announced, and Ferrari needs to go through detention right now. Everybody was just laughing. Getting a right English name is kind of important, but it depends on whether you really need it or not, because if you're, like, for Jackie Chan, or for my dear old alumni Ferrari, you know, they were operating in a foreign land, speaking English, it's necessary to have an English name. And if you're in China, it sort of depends on the situation, right?
To be honest, I think the Chinese have things relatively easy here. I'm looking at foreigners from around Europe that come to China to study. You guys have no idea how tough it is for people like us, because if we have a Chinese name, it looks out of place. You know, a white guy with a name like Zhou Yang, it's like, you look at me, no, it's not John, that's Sam. But the flip side to that is, if we give ourselves a direct translation, it makes the Chinese students laugh even harder. I remember when I was in Tsinghua, and they were doing the register, Wan Ying, Zai, Zhou Wei, Zai, Shamu, and then the whole class would break down with laughter because of my terrible Chinese name, which is the direct translation of Samuel. And it's really tough for us here. We can't pick a Chinese name, and we can't really just directly translate our English name because it sounds ridiculous.
Well, because only your name sounds ridiculous.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Or maybe it's your personal conduct that made people think that Sam stands out. I'm not saying anything more on that. And we've got a whole bunch of messages coming in from our listeners. There's Bob on WeChat saying, excuse me, having worked in a company here in Beijing for a few years ago, I found it difficult to deal with many of my colleagues, especially when I first started working here, as everyone in the office would introduce themselves to him, who's a foreigner, in English and say, my English name is this and that. But everybody else, you know, they communicate with each other using Mandarin, and they would know their respective English names. They only go by Chinese names. Have I made this clear enough for you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So basically he's asking at the end of this post, what is the point? Because, like, everybody is introducing themselves to him in their English names, but they go by Chinese names among themselves and don't even recognize each other if they go by English names, then it's just super confusing. And I think they're making this extra gesture to be nice, but actually it's not all that useful, maybe. But I think that's an interesting, personal anecdote for a situation like this.
I think it also highlights the very important point that you should really only have an English name out of necessity, because it's going to add convenience to your job, rather than having it as a prop and just for the sake of having it.
I like the last two sentences you said. I almost want to quote them because I think it sums it up pretty well, what's going on right now. And there is Shouhu Mike saying, I don't like calling other people by their full names, or especially those who are not that close to you. And I think English name is sort of like just a code for another person, and she thinks that she's more at ease when she's addressing another actually introducing herself to others as using the English name. So,
yeah,
quite interesting.
More or less it's like a buffer, isn't it?
Explain more, please.
Because, you know, if you call some other people in by their English names, you feel much more comfortable.
Okay.
There's no professional ranking, there's no Mr. or Miss, just Tony or Kevin.